He was one of the first African-American U.S. Marshals in the nation. His reputation as a crack shot and a tenacious tracker of fugitives brought him praise from local citizens and fear from those he chased. His story, from slavery to famous lawman, is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Bass Reeves was born into slavery on an Arkansas plantation. When the Civil War began, he accompanied one of his master's sons, George, who was a Confederate officer. Reeves parted ways with his master, George, on the eve of the Battle of Pea Ridge.
George got drunk one night, said something to Bass he shouldn't have said, and Bass knocked old George cold out with one punch. And, of course, for one slave to strike one's master could have been punishable, even especially when he was an officer in uniform, by death.
Baridi Noka Kaley shares the story of Reeves from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Reeves fled to the Union side, then moved into the Indian Territory.
While in the territories, this also helped Bass, is that he became very proficient in understanding the lay of the land. He hid out with the Creek and the Seminole tribes, of the part of the Five Tribes, and he actually learned all of their languages and all of their customs.
Reeves married and settled in Van Buren, Arkansas after the war. His proficiency with firearms came to the attention of Judge Isaac Parker in Fort Smith. Reeves was recruited as one of the judge's marshals.
Bass Reeves was not the first African-American deputy marshal. He was about the third west of the Mississippi, but by far the most proficient. So Bass accepted a commission in 1875 at about age 38. 39, when, you know, men didn't live much longer than 50 years.
Bass served as a marshal for the next 32 years. His skills in bringing law to the area were legendary. More next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McRae.